Welcome to The Word at First Press Church of Arlington Heights. The sermon is based on Scripture to help us see how God was at work in the lives of the faithful in their time and how God is at work now in our lives on our journey of faith. I invite you to listen for how God's Word might be speaking to you today.
Our first Scripture reading for this morning comes from the Gospel of Matthew. Chapter 22, verses 37 through 39. Listen to God's word. Jesus said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the greatest and first commandment. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself." The second scripture reading comes from Psalm 56, chapter 3. Listen to God's word. "When I am afraid, I put my trust in you. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God."
All the time, everywhere, over here, over there, far away, close to home. You will never leave us alone. You bless us and protect us, and your light guides us through the darkest night. Before, behind, above, below. Oh, 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 oh. God, you go with us whenever we call. You answer us. God, you go with us wherever we are.
Go with us. First Pres here in the building just 2 days ago, you might have found that things here in this place were a little bit different than they usually would be just on a regular day-to-day basis. As you walked through the lobby past the parlor, it's very likely that you would have heard one of two different sounds. You might have heard the sounds of hysterical laughter and joy, or the sound of really deep, meaningful, and insightful conversation from our students that were enrolled in Mission Factory this past week. That group of students learned all about what it truly means to welcome our neighbors, perhaps especially those neighbors that at least appear on the outside to be most different from us. They did this by doing some really cool things. We helped to actually make hand-sewn stuffed animal bears to give to some of our neighbors right over in Mount Prospect who were impacted by the Orion Parkview Apartments fire over there. We also wrote them some notes of encouragement and love, and we actually were able to visit some of our neighbors in the community very close by. So that's just one part of the building. If you would have continued your journey through the building back to the narthex and into the sanctuary, you would have been surprised to find that you were no longer in Arlington Heights at all. Instead, you would have found yourself in the tranquil forests of Camp Firelight. At Camp Firelight, our VBS campers and our camp counselors and volunteers learned some very important lessons from fun friends like Lou the Lightning Bug, like camp counselor Nick, and even some fun friends like Betty the Largemouth Bass. But yeah, we had some pretty amazing characters here. And Camp Firelight wasn't just here in the sanctuary. It was over in the chapel, in the CE wing, down in Fellowship Hall. And in all of these spaces that Camp Firelight was, what our campers learned was important stories from the Bible through storytelling, through crafts, through science experiments and music. And there's one very important one I left out in addition to our games, and that is through our snacks, which I heard were very delicious. I got to have a couple myself. They were very good. And I have to say, snacks are a good way to learn Bible stories if you ever need to really drive a point home with a group of young children. So one of the really important things that we also learned, really through Lou the Lightning Bug and through Camp Counselor Nick, was some important phrases that I hope all of us will take into our lives, the most important of which perhaps being our camp call out. So for our campers and camp counselors that were at Camp Firelight, I wonder if we can say what's on the screen in just a second one more time together. Whenever I'm afraid, I put my trust in you. Yes, that was a very important thing that we got to learn together. So all week in Mission Factory and at Camp Firelight, we learned these very simple lessons, like whenever I'm afraid, I put my trust in you. We learned things like we can trust God to help us welcome our neighbors. We can trust God to go with us, to lead the way, to share wisdom, to bring peace, and to spark joy. And I have to tell you that as I circulated throughout Vacation Bible School and Mission Factory, I got to watch as these simple lessons really sunk in for our students. It was such a gift for me to get to witness to that learning. And as I saw it, I couldn't help but be reminded of these very important scriptures that are all throughout the Gospels, things that Jesus said to adults and disciples in his midst. Jesus said many times about the kingdom of God that it was like children. He specifically said, "Let the little children come to me, for it is to such as these that the kingdom of heaven belongs." Jesus even went on to say that if anyone wants to enter into the kingdom of heaven, they must first make themselves like children. Now, I have always loved these verses, and I think that any pastor that works with children and youth tends to hold these scriptures in very high regard because we care so deeply about children. But for me, the meaning of these scriptures, they actually go even deeper than just what they mean for our children. I find the most beauty and depth of meaning in what they mean for adults. You see, all too often, adults have a tendency to forget what it was like to be a child. And I find that to be so sad because children, they have this beautiful way of seeing the world around them. There is an openness in them that just as they watch the world unfold before their eyes for the first time, you can see such awe and wonder. They are so overjoyed by things that seem very simple to adults. But beyond that, I actually think children have a special kind of wisdom. They have a simple sort of way of seeing the world as they take in new information. And that simplicity allows them to make connections between things that we as adults, we often miss because our brains are too full of other things, tasks we have to do, places we need to be. Children can see these connections that we all too often miss. And so the creativity and the imagination of children is so often a remarkable thing. Now, as children get older, you probably know this because you've experienced it yourselves, they inevitably face challenges. And then slowly but surely, this childlike way we have of seeing the world, it begins to fade. As we are hit hard by things like stress, shame, hurt, we learn to put these barriers up within ourselves. And those barriers are meant to protect us from any harm or scary things that might come our way. The sad part about that is that if we put too many barriers up, if we do this too often, there is a huge consequence. It makes it harder and harder for us to open up our hearts and experience the world with that childlike sense of wonder and awe. When we try so hard to block out the world's darkness, more often than not, the consequence is that we block out the light and the beauty too. So if we've put too many barriers in place in our hearts, which I think all of us do from time to time, any openness that we feel to the world begins to feel like it's further and further away until, before we know it, it feels out of reach altogether. And when that happens, I think it's very easy for us to believe that that childlike part of us is gone altogether and that we can't ever get it back. The truth, of course, is that none of us, if we're adults and grown up, will ever be children again. So it's not like there's ever going to be a time where we're going to see the world exactly through the lens that we saw it when we were children. But that child that we all were at one point, it's still a very real part of each of us, no matter how old we get. And I have found that that childlike part of us, even if it feels far away, might not be as hard to find as we would think. So I want to give you an example of what I mean by that. I want to ask you to picture with me, in your mind's eye, something that brought you real comfort when you were a child. You can close your eyes if it helps. If you were afraid, This was the thing that could help you feel safe and okay, even if things were very scary around you. Can you see it? Can you feel that comfort? You can open your eyes now if they're shut. Even if you are well into your 80s or your 90s, I imagine that whatever you pictured with me just now is still something that brings you comfort. And that is because the child that you once were is not so far away. In fact, that child is still very much in you. And sometimes we have to let that part of us play. Sometimes we have to let it be silly and have fun. And when we're afraid, more often than not, it's that childlike part of us that is most in need of comfort and needs to hear that everything is going to be okay. So often, I think our impulse is to push that childlike part of ourselves as far away as we possibly can. We have lots of responsibilities to attend to when we're adults, and so giving that child the attention that it needs can feel like too big a task. But what I really want you to know today is that it is that childlike part of us that God speaks to and through most clearly. That childlike part of us is the kingdom of God, and it exists in each and every one of us. So as we were going through VBS and Mission Factory, learning to trust God when we're afraid, learning to welcome people who look different from us or believe different things than us, I couldn't help but think to myself, why are these lessons just for children? These are just the sorts of lessons that every person, whether young or old, needs to hear. Trusting God welcomes us. Trusting God to go with us. Trusting God to lead the way, to share wisdom, to bring peace, and to spark joy is what frees us from the barriers that we've placed inside our hearts and allows us to find that child that exists in each of our hearts. I was very fortunate this week in Mission Factory to get a front row seat to the creativity and the imagination that comes from children when they are free to be themselves, when they feel that trust in God and that trust in the people around them. This week, as I said, we learned all about welcoming our neighbors. And so our Mission Factory students, they came up with very little prompting with a play about what it really does mean and look like to welcome our neighbors. This play is creativity, imagination, and love in action. And they have generously agreed to share their play with us this morning. I want you to know before we get started with the play that our Mission Factory students, they wrote, directed, and will star in this play. The only thing that adult leaders did was help them out with their blocking, with their costumes, and from time to time, staying on track with a couple of our ideas. Yeah. Sadly, two of our awesome Mission Factory friends, Leah Novak and Oliver Anderson, are traveling today and they couldn't be here. But on our last day of Mission Factory, we interviewed them to ask them about our play and what it means to them. And so after worship, be sure to stop by the parlor where we have some of our crafts from VBS and some videos and pictures of our Mission Factory students where you can get to see some of the creativity as it was coming about throughout the week. So as we share this play, my hope is that it will inspire you to live the play's message, but also to embrace the creative and open spirit of the child that lives in each of you. My hope is that you will trust God to be with you, to lead with you, to go with you, so that you can find the kingdom of God in your heart through the child that lives there and extend welcome to the child in every person around you. Amen. So I want to invite our cast forward. In the role of the old man today, we have Max Richardson. We have several other students. We have Elliot Dre as an ogre. We have Rilla Puckett and Sydney Dre as both ensemble roles, a cashier and some other fun parts, and as gossipy neighbors. And we have Abby Lindstrom playing our good neighbor or good Samaritan. And Darl will be our narrator this morning.
Our play opens with a friendly neighbor walking their dog. An old man is sitting in his yard and becomes frustrated when the dog walks on his lawn.
Get off my lawn!
Oh my goodness, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to. I just wasn't paying attention.
Well, you should start paying attention.
I'll try, I promise.
A group of gossipy neighbors is sitting off to the side. They start chatting together.
Oh my gosh, how rude.
What a jerk. He shouldn't be so mean.
I wouldn't want to be his neighbor.
The old man overhears the gossipy neighbors. He feels very sad and sighs deeply.
I wasn't trying to be mean. I just wanted to keep my lawn nice when my wife was sick at home. Let me run to the store. I need to buy some onions to make her soup. It will help her feel better.
The old man heads to Onion Central to purchase some onions. He picks up several bags and then goes to check out.
These will make a fine stew.
They will. I'm hoping they'll help my wife feel better. She's sick in bed.
I'm sorry to hear that. Here, take a few chocolates. They'll make her feel better.
Thank you.
As the old man turns to leave, an ogre sees the chocolates and the onions. He says,
Thief, I fall from. I smell chocolate and onions.
I'm going to take those, whether you like it or not. Oh.
The ogre takes the onions and the chocolate away. He kicks the old man, and the old man falls to the ground. The ogre runs off, eating the onions and chocolates.
Oh no, I can't get up. Someone help, please.
A gossipy neighbor walks by and sees the old man.
Can you help me?
Dude, no way.
You were so mean earlier today.
Come on, girl.
The gossipy neighbor walks away and flips her hair. Another gossipy neighbor enters, talking on the phone. She sees the old man, but hopes he hasn't noticed her.
Oh yeah, totally. I'll be there. Oh wait, I see Sydney. Hey girl, wait up!
Gossipy neighbor two runs to join gossipy neighbor one. The good neighbor walks by and the old man sees her.
Oh no, that's the girl I was mean to earlier today. There's no one she'll want to help me now.
Oh my gosh, are you okay?
No, an ogre kicked me and stole my onions. I can't get up.
You need some soup to feel better, too. I've got some onions. I will make a stew for both of you.
The gossipy neighbors see what the good neighbor is doing. They realize they could have been helpful, too.
Well, maybe this still can't. Wait, I got a wheelchair from Wheelchair Central.
Got some onions from Onion Central.
Amazing. Could you help me get him into the wheelchair?
Of course, girly.
I bought these onions to make soup. Can we make him some soup for him and his wife?
Yes, please. That'd be amazing. That's very kind of you.
Thank you. You've both been such good neighbors to me. I'm sorry for my behavior earlier.
We're sorry too. Love your neighbors as you love yourself.
Thank you, Mission Factory friends. You can now take your seat.
Thank you for listening. To learn more about the ministries and mission of First Presbyterian Church of Arlington Heights, Illinois, please visit firstpresah.org, where you can get information about our services and programs, including times and directions, and communicate with us about a prayer request, any questions you have, or how you might like to get involved.